This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Applications open today for a new supplemental crisis program that will assist low-income Arkansans with their utility bills. Last week, Governor Asa Hutchinson announced $8.2 million of CARES Act funding is being allocated to provide additional assistance with utility bills. Mitchell Simpson, Associate Director of the Arkansas Office of Energy, says the money will support an enhanced version of the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance, or LIHEAP, program. Simpson says the funding will be deployed through two allocations, with $6.97 million going to a supplemental crisis program and $1.23 million going to an air conditioning program.
These programs will assist low-income Arkansans who have accumulated larger than normal past due balances on their electric and natural gas bills, or who have depleted their supply of winter fuel, such as propane, natural gas, or even wood.
Simpson says there are three big points to make about the new crisis program. The first is it differs from the traditional program, which is utility-focused only, by not only including utilities, but those winter fuels as well. The second difference is the maximum benefit has increased from $500 to $1,500 per household.
And then the third big thing to mention is that typically the crisis program requires an applicant to present a shutoff notice during this time, especially when folks are affected by COVID-19. Applicants can submit a past due notice to qualify for the crisis program.
The air conditioning program is also for low-income Arkansans, and in addition to being income eligible, they must also meet one of four other qualifying conditions.
The household must have someone in the household who's categorized as elderly. Someone in the household must have a disability, must have a child who's aged 5 or under, or they have a medical condition that requires air conditioning, which would be verified by a medical statement.
Simpson says the benefit of this program is if a household has central air conditioning, that household can benefit from cleaning or repair.
If that repair is not able or possible within the guidelines of this program, that household may qualify to receive a window air conditioning unit.
The programs are scheduled to last through September 30th, 2021, or until the $8.2 million are expended. Applications and more information are available by contacting one of Arkansas's 15 community action agencies. Our Healthy Communities, formerly the Office of Human Concern, serves Benton, Carroll, and Madison counties. Karen Cox, Family Development Director, says the new programs will help tremendously because so many Arkansans have been unable to pay their bills.
We're seeing people with electric bills coming in at $1,500, $1,600. Our regular LIHEAP program that we do does not have the funding to cover that. So the CARES Act is going to come in and help us pay those large bills off. And hopefully our goal is to bring the client to a zero balance. So with the CARES Act money, we should be able to do that.
While their office is closed to the public, Cox says clients can fill out an online application on their website.
They can complete and submit by email. They can call us. We can mail them an application. We have lock boxes in the front of our office outside where they can pick up a blank application, drop off completed applications. They are able to fax that information to us. So that portion of it has not slowed down at all. As far as the requirements, it's the same requirements for the CARES Act as it is for our LIHEAP. On our website, we do have a basic requirement sheet.
This is an income-based program, and in the past, Cox says they've always used an applicant's income from the previous month.
Because of COVID, we have changed it to where we will go on the current month income. That helps people a little bit more. Now that the $600 is going to be going away on the unemployment, that's going to open up us being able to help a lot more people. Unfortunately, we had to count that $600 that was coming in because of the extra income, but we did not count the $1,200 that was coming in.
Cox says if people take advantage of these programs and apply now, it could prove quite beneficial.
What we are finding out is so many people, because the utility companies have not been disconnecting, they have not found the urgency to complete an application. And that has caused all of these bills to be $1,500, $1,800. If they had reached out to us in the winter program, we could have been paying on their bills at that point too. But now we have instances where we can't even pay on water bills, but people are coming in with $400 shutoff notices and they're being shut off. And water is not considered an energy when it comes to LIHEAP. And that is so sad. So, but I would just beg everyone to do, please contact us, reach out to us. There is something that we can do. If we can't, we'll try and point you in the direction where we can get you help.
Residents of Benton, Carroll, and Madison counties can find more information at ohcnwa.org/programs. To find a community action agency in your area that can connect you to these programs, visit acaaa.org.